The board went into a closed-door executive session to start off the meeting and met with their attorney, John Sedor. Following that, the board made a motion to accept Stroh's resignation, effective at the end of June, along with a settlement and a release agreement offered by Stroh. That agreement was sent to the district on the last day of 2014. Stroh had been placed on administrative leave back in December and left town, citing family medical reasons. Her resignation letter is two sentences long and thanks the people of Petersburg for her time, but offers no other explanation. Attorney Sedor said Stroh made the offer to remain on administrative leave with pay for another 6 months.
That offer is something the district has in front of it right now, the opportunity to accept or not accept. I am recommending that the district accept that offer.
Audience members questioned the board and its attorney about the 6 months paid administrative leave. Here's Borough Assembly Member John Haverlick, followed by the school board's president, Gene Ellis, and the attorney.
Basically, what you're saying is that you're going to be paying a person for 6 months for not working here.
What his question was is basically we're paying a person for 6 months for not working here.
She's not providing superintendent services if this is accepted. She's not providing superintendent services from now through June 30th, and she would be receiving her salary and her health benefits. That's correct.
Sedor pointed out a clause in the superintendent's contract that would have required the school district to pay 6 months severance pay if Stroh was discharged without cause. The board provided copies of Stroh's contract along with the release and settlement agreement after the meeting. In it, the two sides agree not to pursue claims against each other. Stroh's resignation is effective June 30th of 2015. Originally, Stroh had agreed to a 3-year contract with the district with a first year's salary of $122,720. So in essence, she ends up getting that amount for less than 6 months of work. Stroh started work here in July after working a year in Valdez. Her departure means other staff will be filling in for the rest of the school year. Elementary Principal Erica Klute-Painter will serve as interim superintendent through the end of June. Second grade teacher Terry Toland will be serving as principal at Racy Stedman Elementary during that time. And teaching student Katie Baird will be filling in as a teacher in Toland's second grade class. The board will be deciding on compensation for those promotions at a meeting January 20th. Board members after the meeting declined comment on Stroh's resignation on the advice of their attorney. They were willing to discuss the upcoming search for a new superintendent less than a year after their last search. Here's Board President Gene Ellis.
There's been a lot of turnover within the state and the superintendents, so it has become a bit of a problem trying to find someone, and we are looking. We're hopeful.
The board hopes to start the process at the end of this month. Sarah Holmgren thought it was the right time to be finding candidates.
I think up at the school board conference, I learned most districts do their superintendent reviews in January. So districts that are doing their reviews, deciding what they're going to be doing, or superintendents deciding whether they want to stay or go, or maybe principals that are starting to look at moving up. This will be the month.
The board may use a service provided by the Alaska Association of School Boards to help find its next superintendent. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.